Yusham Shvius, Daf Ayin Beis. We're starting from Ayin Aleph, from Ayin Beis, in the middle of the Gemara. The two dots about 15 lines down, where the Gemara discusses the next line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the Machlokes, whether Sfichin is permitted. And the Gemara says that Rav Shimon Paskin, that Sfichin is permitted. However, that it's a particular svichin. If it's svichin that is comes to the cabbage type would be considered mutter. The other ones are aser. The regular svichin is aser, but Rav Shimon particularly holds these are mutter. And the question is, why is these different? That's the Gemara wants to understand. Gemara says, the reason why it's different, because there's nothing like this, it's found amongst the vegetables of the field, this is completely different. What does that mean? What's the explanation? Because he can't find any other vegetables that are like that, they should be yasser. What does that mean? There's a svara to be yasser because there's nothing else grows that way? So what does that mean? So Marfulda explains, bitmiya, Adrabi Mutarin. The fact that they're unique, you're telling me the Gemara's guy says should be Hasser? If I care, it should be Mutar. Shane Kalixer are two Sviches Shvia, Shane Miotzeben. The whole idea that we're afraid that you're going to confuse it, you're going to be with speaking of Shvias, which is Hasser, which we Hassered. So if it's different, then there's nothing else like it, or nothing else in the vegetable family grows like this in the field. Then, like the maful is a bit meal. If other should be mutter, there should be mutter. Why would you say it's usher? Because there should be doma the shvias. There should be no connection to shvias. So therefore, what's the reason why? Because what's this? What I mean, the lashon of the gemara doesn't make sense. And yotzman yorka says that if I care, it's a svara to be matter. It's a svara not to be matter. So the gemara is like this. The gemara says the gemara explains. No, this is what it means. Rav Chama Baruch. Because the way that these things grow, the way it grows is that it grows, the aftergrowth, the svichin grows as large as the most, which means the mother, which means that it's the original vegetable itself grows, the svichin grows as large as the most, which means the mother. The original, the adult vegetables, the adult cabbages are the same. Says the Marfulda, knock in the godly mouse, ha, the gamash ain't yotzman. What it means to tell you, since ain't dark in the godly bisman muat kemoy mouse, that in a small amount of time they grow large like the original ones, like the ones that grow in the sixth year that have a full time to cultivate, to grow, they grow very large, the cabbage. So the shvichin that grow in the seventh year, are, even though it's a short amount of time, they grow as big as the mouse, as the ones that grow in the sixth year. And you can't tell which one's the sixth year, and you can't tell which one's the seventh year. And therefore, we said, the kaka machutz misviche kruv. Therefore, they said this is different. You can tell what they are. Everyone knows what they are. They're sixth and not the seventh. You can see they're completely different. They're not the same. So therefore, therefore, if they're not the same, so then clearly there's no svara to make a gzeira. And there's even the time that when you're speaking, because they grow like the mother, so if you're going to confuse it, You think that you would kill the difference between speaking and not. The other things, regular speaking, regular yarakos, speaking are much smaller. They grow by itself. They grow the aftergrowth. So therefore, that would be svara to be matter. But these would be a svara to asik, because they grow the size of the original ones. So Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak, Mar says no. Kol yerek, all other vegetables, about to yokul amar lavim chadashu. You can determine, you can see, we're looking at whether it's considered something new or something older. Im yash new, whether it's old from the last year before. And therefore it'd be okay. But over here, the cabbages, you can't tell, because since they grow so large, you won't be able to tell what they're new or they're old. Which means, therefore, the halach would be us. You come and bring in the Yisr, you'll say you brought up in the ones that grew on the mother plants that grew the year before. So in other words, that according to Rav Shimon, the confusion, the fact that they grow so difficult, they grow so large, they grow look like the original mother plants, the mother cabbages. So then there's a svara to say that we can't allow you to be matter. We have to answer it. Because regular aftergrowth, we can tell. You look at something, you can tell, is this grown fully, developed fully, and it's from the sixth year. It's not shvias. If it's not, if it's aftergrowth smaller and not as strong as the one as the fully developed Yirakos, then we know it's from Shvius, and therefore it'd be Aser. But here, you can't tell. You could never tell because they look the same. And therefore, the Sfari is, therefore, it would be considered Aser because you may come to mix them, you may come to confuse it. That's the Gemara assumes at this point is the Sfara of why Rav Shimon itself would say that these things, Kruv itself, is going to be Aser. The Svichan Shal Kruv is Aser. Says the Gemara. Where do we see this from? We see another Sfara like this as well. There's the Gemara says, the Bryce, same Chayvanus Laka, it's a Luf B'Shvius. We don't have to go ahead and uproot Luf that grew in the sixth year in the Shvius here. You don't have to do that. Aval Minicho Kemoshu. You can leave it as it is. You don't have to do anything. Now, Lamaisa, the reason is because, so therefore we say, because since these things, Marfulta explains, these things stay, grow a long time, they stay in the ground for a while, so Mela will assume that it's there from you before. We're not going to assume that you planted it on Shvius. Well, whoever looks at it will know that it came before, it didn't come on Shvius, because these things are generally, a loof stays in the ground, could be a long time, from the sixth and seventh year, it could grow from before. So if you see it growing, you're not going to assume that it came from the seventh year. You can know that these things are there for a long time, and therefore you don't have to uproot it because you could say it's there. I'm assuming what issue was. If the loof grows even way after Shvius Mutter, then it's Mutter. Mutter in the eighth year, because again, we assume that even though it grew in the seventh year, but Lamaisa, we go by when it's picked, and when it's picked is the eighth year. So again, you don't say it grew the seventh year because it grew in the sixth year. And the fact that you're going to pick it now, you're going to pick it and not pick it during Shvius, you can't. You're not allowed to go ahead and pick it during Shvius. That you can't do, even though it grew in the sixth year. But here, to in Simcha, but you want to go ahead and it grew, and you want to go after Shvius, and now you want to take it out. It's mutter because we assume that it came, it was there a long time, and therefore you go by now when the time it's picked, which is the eighth year. We see that it grew, it was in there for a long time, even from the year before Shvius. Therefore, we're not afraid of confusing Shvius, and if it would be mutter right after Shvius, it would not be, even if you can pick it up till the eighth year. But it stayed during Shvius, and it may have grown more during Shvius, but since it came from before, it's going to be mutter. We go back to the Lakita. Says the Gemara, we're not mechuyev to uproot kinaris, artichoke plants in the sixth year. If it grew the sixth year, we're not mechuyev to uproot it during the year Shvius. Why? Because Lamaisa, these things are generally grow by themselves as well. And we're not afraid they're going to come to think that you did anything wrong, because Lamaisa, it grows by itself. So even if you didn't grow by itself, you didn't grow because of what you did, but Lamaisa, you don't have to uproot it because people will assume that it came from itself. However, if you pull away the leaves from it that grew during Shvius, that would be Aser, because these leaves would be considered Aser, because since they grow a lot of leaves, we consider them as Shvikin. And therefore, we look at this, the leaves, like Svichan, just like the Svichan is the aftergrowth, this is the growth that goes alongside it, so therefore it would be considered Aser. In Tzimkum Motze Shvius, but if it came out, again, if the artichoke plant grew after Shvius, you're allowed to go ahead and remove it, and you're allowed to go ahead and take it on the beginning of the eighth year. You're allowed to take it in the eighth year. So the Ramaphilda explains this, Kinres, who min atvi, a type of yerek, that you're not mechuyev to uproot, because since it grows by itself, because we're not afraid of our sign that you planted it in Shvius, we know that it grows by itself, that it could very well have grown earlier and just still is remaining attached, because it naturally grows, it naturally grows in the ground itself without you having to do anything, so he's not a concern. So that's what I'm saying. So therefore, the leaves, if you move the leaves, it would be a problem. It's afraid of the Gemara. How do they do anything with the leaves? Leave, aren't you go ahead, remove them. Gemara said, Yachara, you're taking things that the animals eat, the leaves the animals eat, and you're destroying what the animals eat with food. That would be considered usher. Because we assume that the halacha is, if we consider it, but since we say if animals feed on the leaves, we consider us because we can't go ahead and cultivate it, so we wouldn't let you do that. And therefore would be considered that should be no good, it should be us. And therefore the Ram Fulda says, second the bottom line, hey, mutal shakiv or such way, Muhammad or something. How you gotta go ahead and take off the leaves because we're afraid you're gonna go ahead and ruin it. You're gonna go ahead and ma'aved the thing with you growing. Someone says, no, we're not afraid you're gonna do that. Why? Because melee navid dam, because when leaves cut the leaves off, they go in there and they get destroyed anyway. They're left to rot. In other words, once they you don't have to go ahead and do anything to the leaves, because someone says the leaves themselves, the leaves come off, so the whole thing rots itself and it will not survive. Because Mara says that since he didn't actually destroy the leaves, leaves just fell off on their own. So then it's naturally going to go ahead. It's going to rot. It's going to disappear. It's going to be ruined. Therefore, there's no inyan of being machmir and shvius over here. You don't do anything with your hand, but mela, it's going to go. Your leaves are removed. It's just going to go rot, and it's going to and therefore have no kashivas to it. Therefore, it's going to be mutter, but nothing you have to do. Mishnah says, however, Chachamim say all svichin are asur. And the Gemara discusses what svichin I would say is every, all svichin are asur. Are there any svichin that are mutter? So Gemara explains. Gemara has a maisa. Shimon by Yochai Avi of Bishmita. Shimon Chai was once passed through. And during the Shemitah year, he was once passing through a town during the Shemitah year. And the, so when it says that the, so what happened? When it says, Achama Kad Malakat Shvias, he saw a person gathering Shvias, produce from his field, doing an Isser. Amalei, Vishman Yaakov said to him, Lai Sayser, isn't that Asser? How are you doing this? Well, I'm Svichan and Yonah. And are these plants not Svichan? If these plants are Svichan, even though the luck is that the, luck is that you're assuming that you're going to go eat them, and therefore picking things off to eat on the Eosh trees is considered Asser. Is it the Svichan or Asser? So in Mela, therefore, the, the question is, how are you allowed to do it? This is the Chavetz Asser. So Amalei, so the person said to him, Lava Atmi Adbitirin, and are you not the one who says the Svichan or Mutter? In other words, you're asking me why I'm going and doing this because the Svichan of Shimon himself holds that it's Mutter. He holds that there's nothing Svichan, that these things are not Svichan. So therefore, if you hold that you're mutter for speaking, then it should be considered mutter. So why are we considered? It's a problem. Why are we saying that it's asur? Chayra, it's mutter because it's speaking and none. It's speaking of surma shvias. The regular speaking of surma shvias. And therefore, you're mutter. It's a mutter like you. I accept you like you. I'm my kabbalah like your shita. So I'm like Shmuel Chai said to me, "Ina chaveri chaluki alai." But my chaverim, the chachamim, they argue. Don't they argue with me? You know, you're asking. You want to say that you agree with me? I'm a das yaka. The chachamim disagree with me, and you have to go by the rabbi. Karolov Shmuel Chai said, "Pirates get in the shekel nakash. A person who breaks the fence will be bitten by a snake." What does that mean? It means a person goes ahead, and the chachamim made an iser, a makmir, and made a gzeira, made a geder, and a person wants to go ahead and violate this neder. Most of that you can't. Rabbi is low, and so too. The local came to this person, he was bitten by a snake. They meant it partially as a marshal, but you go ahead and you breach the wall of the Chachamim. So when you shkenu nakash, pshutu kamashmo, a person was bit by a snake because you broke the fence. The Chachamim made a geder and you violated the geder. You broke the fence of Svichin. Svichin is a geder you shouldn't do, work the field. You yourself are mat to Svichin. So therefore, you violated what Chachamim said. And therefore, you should be bit by a nakash. And Chachamim says that's what happened. There's another maisa. Mara says there was a maisa that Rav Shimon Nechoy Ovet Tamir Marota Tlash Esushinin. Rav Shimon hid in a cave, famous Rav Shimon Nechoy, hid in a cave for 13 years. It says, "Bemaras Karuven," in a cave of carob trees, in the cave was a cave of carob trees. And Mar said that what happened. Mar says that the Hachaheluk of Lachaluda, and Mar says until mold began to be all over his body, the so Mela, he hid in a cave with his carob tree. However, the Mar says that they went ahead and they were it ruined that they. Gemara said that there were certain things that happened that at the end of 13 years, Gemara said that the mold came on his body, the clothes would become moldy. And the Gemara said that the, what did they do? Gemara says, at the end of 13 years, he said, should I go out and see what's in the world, what's going on? Maybe there's no more decree against me anymore. Maybe we can leave the cave. Now, for Yasser, I'll put me in the mouth. They went and sat in the mouth of the cave. He saw a person, a hunter, who was putting out his trap to catch the birds. He heard a voice saying, "Demon mercy, Ishtabizle," and the bird was saved. He put out a call that said that the voice went out. It means that even the Bas Kol came out that this bird should not be killed. This bird should be saved. Mar says, "Kol Shekhen Banasha." So you see, if a bird is not lost, Mar said, when he saw that, he says that. So he said to Shmuel Chai, he said, "If you say that, then not only." So you put Mahalish Mel, if a bird is not lost without a Kosh Baruch Hu decreeing, he saved the bird, Kosh Kamanash, surely a person, a man, surely that a person will be saved. And mainly you see that that you could be, a person should be able to, he should be, feel good, he'll be saved. That just like the bird was saved, it's a message to him that it is, he'll be saved. Rav Shimon Chai saw that it was taka, the shatkanaya, the thing quieted down, which means the gzera, his death sentence was removed, and Mela, he's able to come out, he would be able to come out. The Mer says that the so when they came out, they came out, they can go. Let's go down, warm ourselves with the hot springs of Tveria. Been in the cave so long, let's go to the hot springs of Tveria. Amma would say, wait a minute, the bath, takana. You have to make something a takana. Once you see on the same Rishonim, like our forefathers did. They went at Yaakov and his sons made marketplaces, and they sold their goods in the marketplace. So this is what he did, was he wanted to benefit Shechem. He was learning, living by them, and he wanted to go do favor to them. They should have some benefit out of him being with them. So he established a marketplace so they could go buy things, they could purchase things. That's what he did. Mar says, remember that Amma, he said, let's go clean Tveria. Let's remove all the Tumas Meis from Tveria. There was a place where people with the Kohanim would want to go there, but they weren't sure where the Beis HaKaras was, where their Almasin. So we said, let's go clean out, let's do something for the Tzibur. Let's go ahead. We lived here. We took the cave, protected us. Let's go in and be. Let's clean out the tumma. Make sure there's no tumma. Having us in tumma, some cycle. They took lupins. Mar said they cut them. Mar says they threw them around. Mar says that they. So what did he do? Chol hanir misa. Wherever there was a maze, taifas alakim ayil began to float out of the ground, and he therefore he moved the body from there. He was able to move the maze. It was a way he did that. In a way, somehow, with some miraculous thing, he was able to do this. That the to be able to get out, to be able to determine where the mason was. Mayim Basco. My Basco came out, called out, and was able to tell him where the mason was. And therefore, he would go ahead and remove the mace from there so people would be able to go, and the Kohanim could go there without a problem. That was what he accomplished. So the Gemara says, when a certain Kusi saw this, saw that he was removing all the tumah from his mace from the city, and he said to him, Lina Azal, Mafle, brother, somebody die. Should I not go away? Mak, let me go make fun of this elder Jew. So come in. He went ahead and took a body. Azal Tame Ben Darke, and he went and hid it in a place that he already cleaned. Rav Shemekai already cleaned. So he went and put it back in the ground. Came from Rav Shemekai, and he said to him, Ladlav the Kostas of Balan, did you not go ahead and remove the mason from here? So I see on there, Mapik, let me say, but come on, I'll show you. That I can do it. I'll show you a taste that I'll take out of mace that you didn't even know about, that you missed. So when I said, Rav Shimon, you saw Baruch HaKodesh, that also showed that he put it there, that it wasn't there from before, that he didn't miss it, but that the Kusi put it there. The young man, he said, I went and decree that that which is above the ground, which means this Kusi was alive, should go down the Al, when the person that's buried below should come up, should go live, and that's what happened. And he died, and the person came back. The person that was maced came back alive. So that's the way he saw Baruch HaKodesh. He's trying to trick him, trying to mock him. So it was mitzakik him. So Mela, that's what he did. He said that the goes on the yonim, and therefore he died. Another person went in and was brought back to life by the words of what of Shemaiah Koy. Mar says like this. Mar says that what happened? Mar says, Mar wants to know me ava kumi mgdolei. Mar says Shema Yechai died. Mar says me ava kumi mgdolei. When Shema Yechai died, when he went not when he passed when he passed by a mgdolei, passed by a certain tower. The Rafulda says it was the name of a place. He went there and heard the name of the Chacham. When he passed by that place with this certain tower, and the Mar says, Shama Kozafi, you heard the voice of a Talmud Chacham. And he said, Oh my, he said, Gabay Yachoy, Mitha Tikofi, Yachoy, he's cleaning Tveria, you're moving the mason from Tveria. Amalek said to him, Yavo Eli, Imlo Shamati Shadabar Yasi Leitar. Let the churban lay Yavo Eli, that something terrible happened to me if I didn't learn through this through many sources that Tiver Yasi Leitar is going to be cleaned. I feel Cain, La Imani Avas. Now, like, you didn't believe it. In other words, what he's saying is that the person was the one, what he did was that this person was saying that he's removing this is what he's spending his time removing these mesim, So he made this, he mocked Rav Shemaychoi. And he said that, you tell me that you cleaned out the mesim, therefore the place is tar. And when it says, you know, as he went ahead and he tiara Rabbi Yochum Ezekaros, he went ahead and he cleaned out the basic crows, and he made fun of what he did, of what he cleaned out Tveria, cleaned out the basic crows in Tveria. So Gemara says, when he said that, Amalei said to him, Yavalei Shematish Tveria, let something happen to me if I didn't learn that Tveria is going to be cleaned, is going to be removed from all Mason. I feel Cain, Lahi Maneh, still must, you didn't believe it. In other words, at the end of the day, that this person, he said it wasn't a basic curse, that you wouldn't know Mason. They didn't do anything. He didn't believe him. Someone says he didn't believe him. He mocked him. He was mocking of Shemaychoi. You go in, you did all these things, all this effort. Okay, and a moment, you don't have to do this. No problem. There's nothing here. There's no basic curse here. When Shemaychoi heard that, he got very upset, and he went in. This person who was making fun became a galshalat sums. It came a pile of bones. When I said he a pile of bones. So when I said that this again, it was mevazel chachamim. He's trying to the kivo shemichay was trying to remove the tuma, and he mocked him and said that there's no tuma, there's no basic faris here. So he mocked what he was doing, and Mamela, therefore he was punished that nasa galshalat sums. He insulted Rabbi Shemaychoi. For that, kamesha nechol b'sor b'zman harbi, like it says the Rosh Mishalu, like a mace that is the body decomposes, so that became a galshat samos, like the mace the misa happened to him, almost like mida keneged mida, that it happened to him. The came a galshat samos. So that the because we said he was going did all these things, it was clear that he was doing something incredible, kirkus atayra, and he moved the mace and he went mocked him, so for that he was punished. Continue from this. New Perek, the new Mishnah tomorrow.